Hey, this is Captain Jonathan Moss, Go Castaway Fishing Charters, and host of the Captain's Log. We have had a great last week. It's been a busy week for me. I've had a few charters, and I've been traveling, doing some filming for the show. So I've been both on the freshwater side and the salt. So let's start with the salt. I've been continuing my fishing out in the Ski Lagoon, seeing some grass growth, which is great. This cold weather has cleaned up a lot of the areas. I'm getting good reports of clean water and abundance of redfish in the Oak Hill area, as well as down in the Middle Lagoon and South Lagoon. Still seeing, my last report I talked about how I wasn't seeing any big snook dead. Last couple of trips launching there in Hall River Canal, big snook all over the place, just floating and just dead because of the cold weather. So I hate seeing that. Also got some reports of some tarpon. I haven't seen the tarpon dead. But we did lose some fish in this cold front, and we got another cold front coming in on Friday, which is going to bring some cooler weather, but not the temperatures we saw during Christmas. Sticking with the same patterns, been looking for shorelines with that wind blowing past them parallel, and then trying to find some areas where I can tuck in. I tell you, I mainly pull. I don't use my trolling motor unless it's like deeper water. I like to pull. I like to be as quiet and ninja-like as possible when I'm out on the flat. So I've been trying to find some areas that are real protected. Some have been holding fish. Some have been dead. So I've really had to move around a lot lately. Also finding that when I find a group of fish, they're there about a day or two, and then they're gone. And I try not to beat up fish. I try to move around and cover as much water as I can so I can bounce around and have a game plan of spot A, B, C, and D throughout my day, depending how long I'm there or how well the fishing is going or how the fish are responding. And I try to move throughout those different spots throughout the week. And when I come back to revisit, I'm finding a lot of these fish are not hanging there very long. And I don't know if that has to deal with the water temperature and the fluctuation or the fronts and the pressures coming through or the amount of people out in the lagoon. But they've been moving around a lot lately, so you definitely need to go in and put in your time and pay attention. Pay attention to your surroundings. Pay attention to the birds. Pay attention to the pushes or a tail. You can't just go out there and be lazy. You want to be successful in the Mosquito Lagoon right now. You need to be paying attention, and that's going to help you find the fish and catch them. On the bass side, they're still schooling. It's interesting, and it's been cold out there, but they don't seem to care. And we're catching them days I've been out where it's been really overcast, and they're still blowing up on the surface. And then there's days where it's been full sun, bluebird skies, and they're still blowing up on the surface. So that's been a lot of fun, catching fish in that 7 to 10 feet of water, throwing the jerk baits, getting reports of guys catching crappie or specks. I'm from Florida, so I call them specks. If you're from other places, people call them crappie. But catching the specks. You can catch those with jigs. You can drift for them. I like to fish for them at night using minnows and fish in a deep hole, mark them on my Garmin that way. But people are catching them drifting. People are catching them while they're bass fishing on with lures. So they're around as well. So, guys, have a great week. Stay warm. Stay safe. Reach out to me. I want to hear about you. I want to hear about your fishing. And I'm back on the Mosquito Lagoon tomorrow. So hopefully we have another good day. We've got a front coming on Friday, so I'm thinking that pre-front bite is going to be on tomorrow. So, again, thank you so much. Have a great rest of your week. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.